All Joe Mitchell wants is a small sacrifice of blood and wine to appease him. Nothing major.
Blood and wine? Ha 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 ha! He will get none of that, even with the largest army!
But this is madness!
This is...
Shalikdo, do, do, doc, doc, popular, yo, yo,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki,
yo, yo,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, radio,
yo, yo, radio, yo, yo, radio,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki,
wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki,
wiki, wiki,
wiki, wiki, wiki, wiki, wiki, wiki, wiki, wiki, wiki,
yo, yo, wiki, wiki, radio,
podcast on yo, yo, radio.
Welcome to another episode of Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast, the podcast that is entirely about everything other than Yo-Yo Wiki, yoyowiki.org. My name is Dr. Popular, also known as the most knowledgeable person in the world of yo-yoing. With me, as always, is Josh Parker. Josh, how are you?
I am fantastic, and I'm ready to do this episode. How about you?
I am, you know, ready to do this episode. You know, first off, the first thing, I can't wait to see you next week. I'm going to see you in like 4 days or 5 days from now.
Yay!
Yeah. And then say hi, and then we can stand there in that awkward kind of so kind of thing, you know? That'll be fun. Yeah. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. Haven't seen you for a while.
It'll be just like our podcast. Hey, Yo-Yo Wiki Podcast. So, hey. can I ask a favor from you, Josh?
Yes.
All right, this might be a big favor. I don't know if we can pull it off. I really want to get some more whole bean from Peace Coffee, which is Minneapolis coffee roaster. Either from the Seward Cafe, which might be out of your way, or the bicycle shop on 2nd Street. They have their own blend of Peace Coffee. It's the bicycle shop I think I used to take you to when
yeah, in downtown.
Yeah. So he's got a coffee shop there. So maybe I could talk you into bringing me in. You know, maybe we could split a pound. I don't know. It's only $9. I could repay you with one of my denim coffee cozies that I've been making.
Yeah, I definitely think we can work that out.
Okay, good. This is the sort of thing that we should talk about before or after the podcast. Not really like full swing into the podcast, but hey, you know.
And yet here we are.
Here we are.
Hey!
Is it time for that yo-yo sensation?
I think it is.
Yes.
Are you talking about Name That Yo-Yo?
Name That Yo-Yo. That's exactly
name
what I'm talking
yo-yo.
About.
Name That Yo-Yo.
Excellent. We need to do a theme song for that, like a pre-recorded little insert for the a little bumper. For
yeah,
that.
We've been talking about that ever since we started this segment.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go ahead and go first.
All right.
And I'm going to give you a hint up front and tell you this is not a yo-yo. All right, here goes. Let's see if this works. You can hear that?
Yeah. Wow. That's just a crazy long spin. It does sound like there's still ball bearings involved. Maybe there's not. Hopefully there are. So I will say frisbees with the bearings. Say yo-yo jam. You know, it doesn't sound like it.
You're cutting out on me a little bit. What'd you say there, buddy?
Sir.
What?
I said the correct answer. What's the correct answer, and I'll tell you what I said.
So what do you think?
Well, I was thinking it was either the frisbee with the bearing in it or a top, and I'm actually going to go with the top. I'm going to say it's one of the Dunkin' tops.
Yeah, okay. You want to be a little bit more specific?
Well, they only have one with ball bearings.
Okay.
I don't know.
And that is called it's the Dunkin' Bearing King.
The Bearing King.
Yep.
Yes, the Bearing King. That's what I guess.
You are exactly right. Good job.
Yes! Wow. All right. I'm feeling pretty good about that. All right. So, so did you just dig that up lately? You've been throwing tops or anything?
Yep, exactly. I just found a yo-yo case with a whole bunch of cool stuff in it. So I've been throwing tops and other cool yo-yos. So, all right. You want to go?
Yep. All right. Let's hope that this picks up okay. You can hear that, right?
Wow. Want to give it a flick?
Yeah, you can do it. Oh, while it's spinning and while it stopped.
Okay. Okay, that's that's definitely plasticky sounding. It sounds like a Yomega product. Could be a yo-yo jam, though. It could be, you know, that could be a, I'm going to say it's a dragon jam.
It is not a dragon jam. This is not a Yomega product. It is made by Small Minds is the manufacturer.
Small Minds.
The world waits while Josh looks it up on online.
That can only be one yo-yo. That can only be the zombie.
Mm-mm. No.
No, it's not?
I hope I wasn't wrong on the Small Minds hint, but I'm pretty sure that part of Small Minds, no 5-Ace, I don't want to talk to you, reject. God.
I blocked him. I actually ended up blocking him.
Yeah. So anyway, it is a mini, a keychain actually, keychain freehand. This is a freehand that fits onto a little key. It's ball bearings, with these weird little tiny black, friction stickers, made by Small Minds, who also made like miniature versions of Operation the Game and, you know, just all sorts of small little things. They made, two other yo-yos, I believe, a Duncan Butterfly, and I think they also made a Duncan Imperial keychain.
Hmm. So they made that Duncan freehand keychain, which wasn't that bad. I mean, that for a keychain yo-yo, it played pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yo-Yo Wiki needs to know more about that because it doesn't have an entry for that keychain yo-yo at all.
I've been playing with it today. Haven't cleaned the bearing yet, but I added silicone. I took out those crummy pads and put in silicone, and I think it's a better yo-yo now than it was then. My goal is to get it into an unresponsive yo-yo. So I'll have that in St. Louis, where I'll see you this weekend.
Nice. Excited for that. All right. So news from the week. Let's see. Yo-Yo Factory. I mean, this could almost become the Yo-Yo Factory podcast because they're pretty much the only one generating news. And they have announced the next version of the Fast 401k called the Speed Dial.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't know. It's a pretty nice looking yo-yo.
Wasn't a fan of the Fast 401k, but you were.
I loved it. Yep.
Yeah. So I imagine if I liked the Fast 401k, I would be just so completely stoked about this. And I'm not trash talking it. I'm just saying it's not that big a deal to me, but it looks like a really killer yo-yo. The design is kind of hard to see. This is the one where they're saying it's like a super thin aluminum. They really just
are they saying it's aluminum? I guess it could be. Yeah. I remember seeing something about it being super thin, and looking at these pictures, yeah, it does look like super thin aluminum.
What could be going on, actually, is I might be thinking that they have a super thin aluminum yo-yo coming out, and maybe I just assumed that this was it.
Okay.
So this might not be that yo-yo.
Based on these pictures on MySpace, I wouldn't be surprised. So, so that's a pretty cool deal.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully I'll get to try one of those, at Worlds at least.
Have you heard any more about Alex Kim's yo-yo, the one that had the Shmoove The Shmoo Ring?
Not a bit.
Not a bit. I wonder if that's coming out or not.
I don't know.
They have a MySpace. If anybody's interested in seeing pictures of the Speed Dial, you can go to myspace.com/fast401k, and that's just all one word, F-A-S-T, 401, and then the number letter K. And they have pictures on their blog.
Yep. Or you could go to just fast401.com, and that'll take you right to the MySpace page.
What other exciting things have you seen on the yo-yo boards lately?
On the yo-yo boards? Bunch of people, namely Extreme Spin team members, wondering why Rich hasn't called them or anything like that. Seen a lot of that, but I don't know. Not too much else is really going on that I can tell.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
The Extreme Spin thing was heartbreaking.
Yeah. Yeah, that Rich didn't even give them a call or anything like that. And the Extreme Spin voicemail is full, so you can't even leave a voicemail and hope that someday he'll listen to it.
So do you think he's just do you think that he's definitely decided to close the shop?
Yeah. I mean, I've been saying this for a while that I don't have any verifiable proof of this, but I'm sure he's not coming back at all.
Okay.
Kyle mentioned recently on Extreme Spin that he was hoping that they would be able to at least reopen to have a closing sale, but it doesn't even look like that's happening.
Yeah, closing sale would be nice. Yeah, it's a darn shame. So, oh well.
So what's new with you, Doc?
I've been drawing a lot. Just today, like literally, I did a sketch like yesterday called "Crime Doesn't Pie," and that's on my Flickr account. I don't know how users of the site can see that or not, but it's a nice little picture. And then other than that, I've also been sewing for Kia. That's going really well. And with the scraps, you know, previously I've been making wallets. Well, I've also started making these denim coffee cozies that are cozies to put, you know, on a coffee cup, like hot or cold coffee. And there's pictures of that on my Flickr group, too. And the biggest thing, the thing I'm most excited about, is that I ordered label tabs, or clothing labels, for my products. They're going to be like Levi's tabs, the red tab, and they're going to say Doc Pop with my docpopcrafts.com website on there, which that website's going to link to my Etsy account real soon.
Okay. Cool.
So that's
it's going to link to where?
To a site called Etsy, ETSY.com. I'm going to be selling my wallets and my coffee cozies there. So
cool.
Yeah, that's where that's going to go. I'm just about to post pictures of the jackets. If you check back in just 1 minute,
okay.
I've got some cool yo-yo patches that I've sewn onto some of them.
Yeah, I see those on the coffee cozies here.
Oh, are they already online?
Yep.
Okay, well, I just edited them. So yeah, it's fun to be reusing all these scraps and stuff like that. But yeah, between, you know, drawing and the coffee cozies and the wallets and the labels, that's mostly what I've been working on. How about you? What have you been working on?
I don't know. I really have been throwing a lot of top lately. So that's what I've been spending a lot of time doing, you know, plus other stuff around the house. I think we're going to be getting a dog tomorrow.
The koi fish worked out so well that that it's time to move on to the mammals.
Yep, exactly. And before long, maybe a child. No, I'm just kidding. That's a long
Okay. Hey, you know, one thing I did last weekend was I helped out on the set of the new Geek Entertainment parody song. You know, I did the Dick in a Box parody with them. Well, they're doing a parody of the song "Don't You Wish Your Girlfriend Was Hot Like Me," and it's all about the iPhone. So mostly I was just a grip. I mean, I didn't work on the music or anything, but I had a really good time. And I think the singing and stuff is incredible. It's not Irina singing this time, and I think the video will probably be going viral. So I probably will get a little yo-yo bit in there, but for the most part, I'm right behind the camera holding stuff. So that was fun working on that.
Cool, good deal. So is there a lot of iPhone frenzy there in San Francisco?
Yeah, everybody's got one. Everyone's got it pulled out at the you know, in line at the coffee shop or whatever. It's definitely present here.
It's so interesting how different worlds we live in, because here in Minnesota, I haven't even seen one. Like, I could probably go into any store and at least look at one, but I don't know anybody who has one. Haven't seen anybody use one. You know,
it was fun watching on Craigslist the day the iPhone came out, and everybody was trying to sell theirs for $1,000. And you know, the next day it became apparent that like the stores weren't like running out. Like, they ran out in the first day, but they all got like second shipments.
Yeah, they got restocked
like really fast. Like, so I mean, they're not trying to create like an intentional demand. They're like really trying to have the product on hand if people want to buy it. So a lot of people, hopefully, that couldn't afford it, ended up buying one thinking they could sell it for $1,000, and now they're screwed. That's what I'm hoping.
Yeah. All right. It's a neat looking product. I'm excited. I'm hoping that they'll be able to release the next generation iPod using that technology and everything like that before Christmas.
You got to imagine that the next generation iPod is going to be pretty identical. It'll probably have internet access and all that. I mean, at least through a network, like at least when you're inside your house. Maybe not like cell phone access, but other than that.
Right. It should have Wi-Fi, but I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't put that in the iPod. I wouldn't be surprised at all.
It's even weird that the iPhone is the iPhone instead of just the iPod or whatever. But I mean, I guess it's like a reinvention of the thing. So I guess it's not that weird. It doesn't look like an iPod. It doesn't work like an iPod. But from here on, all the iPods will probably look just like it.
Yep, with the touch screen and the wide full screen and everything like that. And I'm hoping so. I'm hoping they'll have that before Christmas. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind getting a newer MP3 player. It's just that they don't make MP3 players with the built-in record like they used to. The iRiver was the only one that that had that sort of like – that was affordable and like a good small unit. And they don't make that iRiver anymore, but those things sure were tough. They were great little units. And I just really like to be able to record field recordings or interviews or whatever, and I don't want to have some sort of attachment or something.
iRiver's still making units.
Not the IFP. The IFP 700 series were they had like three different models. They were all the same thing with different amounts of memory. And they all had like a little record button, just like play, stop, record. And you know, it was like a built-in mic was really good, but you could also plug in a mic. It was a really nice, tiny little unit that that several times I was biking and had a headphone cord that was too long, and the cord would get stuck in the front wheel, and it would literally, as the wheel turned, pull the iRiver out of my pocket and just slam it against the ground like a trebuchet, and it was fine. Wow. It was totally fine. Like so. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, but eventually, you know, after like four times, it stopped being fine.
And yeah.
So I need a new MP3 player.
The next thing that kind of piqued my interest today was getting a Bluetooth adapter for my iPod and then some Bluetooth headphones, so I could not have a wire while I'm listening to my iPod while riding my bike.
Oh yeah,
I think that'd be yeah.
You know, it seems to me one of the earliest hacks that we're bound to see with the iPod is going to be a Skype hack, so that it's unlimited internet, you know, for the basic service, the singular service, mm-hmm. but they charge you per minutes. Right. So it seems like Skype is just going to be a natural fit with that.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense to somebody hack an application, a Skype application on there. And hopefully they'll open it up to third-party developers just in general, so that'll be even easier to do. But
I got a call from a casting agent today. They posted an ad on yoyoing.com/news. They're looking for somebody to shoot a commercial in L.A. And I found out the commercials for Mountain Dew, I've gotten two calls from two different people now there that didn't even know that they were both calling like somebody that had already been called or whatever. So that's pretty good. Like hopefully that'll actually turn into a an excuse to go to LA for the weekend. It'll shoot at the end of the month, so I haven't gotten the role, but the good thing is at least I'll find out pretty soon. Like it won't be one of those things where you're constantly wondering. I wonder if that came through. Like if I don't get called like in 5 days or whatever, I didn't get the role. But they're going to be shooting they described it as a gunslinger commercial. So the first thing I thought of was Western, and it turns out it's actually going to be like thugs with yo-yos. They're gonna have a gang war with yo-yos.
Oh, you'll fit right in there.
Yeah. I don't know what part of a balding, bearded, mid-30s white guy is gonna play in that commercial, but hopefully it'll be good. I guess Steve's a natural for it with this tattoos and stuff, so maybe I'll see Steve out there.
Awesome. So I noticed Hipster Please put together a nerdcore album with Drown Radio on there.
Yeah, Drown Radio has a track on there. It's a cover album. It's not just like covers of nerdcore songs, or not even necessarily covers of hip hop songs. And most of the art is probably contributed something new and original. However, I couldn't be bothered to do such things, so I went through and found a track that's maybe 12 or 11 years old at least. It's a cover I did of a Lottie Dottie by Slick Rick. One of my favorite songs, and I know every time like you're on hold on Skype, I hear you sing Lottie Dottie as well. It's like just one of those songs that like it's like the perfect kind of like I don't know. It's the sort of thing you would like if you wanted to be like whistling and look really innocent. Like it's sort of the equivalent of that for actually singing something. Like if you were standing in a corner trying to look nonchalant, you'd be going Lottie Dottie, we likes the party, we don't cause trouble. So there's quite a few other nerdcore artists on there as well. I like the nerdcore. So if you enjoy nerdcore, you should check it out. It's hipsterplease.com, I think.
Yep.
And it should be one of the top links there.
Yep. And MC Chris has a cover of one of my favorite Weird Al songs, Dare to Be Stupid. So if you do go there to check it out, be sure you check out that song as well as the one by Drown Radio Therapy.
And Beefy has a song on there too, and we love Beefy.
Right. Yeah, we love Beefy.
So
yep.
Yeah.
All right. Anything else, Doc?
Well, this weekend, do you have any predictions?
I don't even predictions as far as what?
As far as who's going to be placing or who's going to be showing up. I know that Rick Wyatt is slated to show for the Missouri State contest. I know that Hank Freeman will come and judge. I'll be there judging and hopefully performing. But I don't know who might be in the area. Some of the extreme spin guys, maybe?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I from the people I've talked to, I haven't talked to too many people from Extreme Spin who are going, but we'll see. Who knows?
Well, I'm hoping that maybe Alex Berengel will be there.
No, Alex Berengel won't be there.
He's going
to
be.
No, I talked to him today.
He's going to be buying shoes?
Well, working in a shoe shop.
Same thing. I mean, basically his money goes back into buying shoes. If you've seen his shoe collection, it's quite extensive, especially his ruby high-heeled slipper collection is pretty unbeatable.
Okay.
I'm actually going to be staying this weekend. I'm going to be staying in the Time Museum, speaking of which. I hope that everybody who comes, you know, maybe on Friday night, will be able to check out the Time Museum. It's actually Chris Myers, one of the guys who's putting on the event, or the guy that's putting on the event, has the only North American Time Museum. At least it was, you know, when I was living there, and I'll be staying in it. It's got all sorts of vintage ties and cravats and even some bow ties for people who, you know, I mean, the tie itself is long and supposed to point towards the male genitalia to kind of enhance the male features. But as Mamet says in State and Main, you know, why would you trust somebody who has a bow tie? I mean, who wants to accentuate their ears?
Yeah. Well, I look forward to seeing that, and I look forward to seeing you this weekend too, Doc.
There's probably going to be a get together on Friday night as well, so I don't know how people can find out about that, but good times.
Yeah. All right. This has been another fantastic episode. That was episode 32, Doc, of the Yo-Yo Wiki podcast. Look forward to seeing you this weekend, and for everybody else, we'll talk to you next week.
Bye.